Elvira Carizal Dukes is a professor and comic book writer. Together with her husband, Ronnie Dukes, they are running some journaling and drawing workshops with the Alzheimer's Association West Texas chapter. Today, my guest is Elvira Carizal Dukes. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Hi, Marina. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for the invitation.
So how did this whole relationship come together between the comic book writers and artists and the Alzheimer's Association?
Well, fortunately, we have been in a working relationship with David Hernandez, who used to be the education curator at the El Paso Museum of Art. And the way I met David was when I had an internship at the museum for a doctoral class called Community Internship. And so we had to go out into a community and do some sort of programming around writing and composing stories. And so my internship supervisor was the late Dr. Patrick Shaw Cable, and he is the one who introduced me to David Hernandez. And so the three of us started working together to figure out the best projects or assignments for me as an intern, and also how I could best support the programming of the museum, and at the same time to have a reciprocal relationship, how it could support my efforts as a graduate student trying to sort of advocate for writing and literacy in the community.
So how did he come to find out, because okay, you're interning at the museum, but how did he come to make the connection that, oh, she's also part of this comic book duo, and how do we put this into use in the community? Was that just from your conversations of getting to know each other?
Yes, and also because I had to think about how can I connect writing with art, mm-hmm. right? Most people don't usually make that connection. You know, they think art is on its own and writing is over here. But every artist begins with some form of writing, whether it's like brainstorming their ideas, jotting down, or even just in their head, like thinking of the story that they want to tell. Or even as they're painting and choosing colors, they're telling a story. That's what I focus on in my doctoral degree, is visual rhetoric and composition. So it's the methods and the messages that we put into our visual work. And so I wanted to bring that to the museum and to sort of figure out how to work with the community, especially with young people, to support them in wanting to tell their stories in a visual medium so that they can add their history to the fabric of our nation's story. And that way their stories don't get left out. And so this is definitely like I would say it's like a social justice project, because we're advocating for our community. We're trying to provide skills that people can put into their toolbox in order to deal with life. And especially now, just dealing with the daily struggle of having to adapt and adjust to this new life that we're living in. And so it's been trial and not many errors. You know, everything that I try as an artist is great, because it's making you better each time. And so I'm grateful to David to reach out to us again and to wanna bring the medical community into what we're doing. So at the museum, what we were doing is we were teaching comic book writing and drawing. And now with the Alzheimer's Association, we're incorporating a whole other issue, which is something that it's health, and it's something that impacts our community. So we have writing, we have drawing, and then we have advocacy for people with Alzheimer's, caregivers who look out for people with Alzheimer's, but also the people who work in this industry and advocating for more awareness. The statistics on Alzheimer's are pretty shocking, and I don't think a lot of people really understand how much it affects everybody.
For real. I mean, there's the person that has Alzheimer's, but then there's the people around them. I mean, really, it's definitely a stressor on the caretaker and on the family, and you're utilizing these workshops to show them a way to process that. And also, you don't have to be an artist, right? I mean, you just kind of are showing them the methods, right?
Exactly. If anything, we want people who have never tried journaling or who have never tried doodling, we want to introduce them to something that can be therapeutic and that can help them just one, take care of themselves.
Sure.
Because they're always thinking about taking care of someone else, but they also have to take time to think about themselves, what they're going through, and to be able to reflect on that is a positive thing. And it's, so it's health and wellness for them as well.
And how did you and your husband come to collaborate as comic book? He's the graphic artist, and then you as the writer. How did that come to be?
You know, it took a while. I was definitely on my filmmaking trajectory, and I was wanting to make visual motion pictures. But it's extremely difficult to make a feature film, especially when you don't have a budget to help you assemble your giant crew. You need to get some professional acting, and you want to pay people for the work that they're doing. And so after 4 years of struggling to make a feature film that I was working on, I just kind of decided, you know what, maybe now's not the time. I kept feeling like I kept forcing it. And so finally, there was a moment where I just wanted to give up and put the script to a side. And then I looked at my husband and he was drawing, and I thought, oh my gosh, like this whole time we've been sitting next to each other, both struggling within our own worlds. Artists, you know, a lot of times I think artists, we suffer on our own, you know, as individuals. But we don't realize that we're all artists and we're all struggling, we're all suffering. And so what better way to get through it than suffer together?
Right.
and to help each other and to support each other and to help each other fulfill our dreams and our goals, right? Where both Ronnie and I are interested in telling stories. And so we're helping each other get that done.
What's your process like now? I mean, the first one, okay, so you had a written product and you could come to him and say, hey, could you help me make this visual? But now, I mean, you guys are constantly and consistently making comics and adapting them differently. Will he say, hey, I have an idea, what do you think? Or how does that work between the two of you?
So far, I think the way it's happened is I have an idea for a story. I always have at least 10 scripts ready to go, you know, so it kind of just depends on what the opportunity is at the time. So for example, you know, with the Alzheimer's, that was an opportunity that happened. So then it's like, okay, we both already have the skills, right? Our toolbox. So now let's just change the dialogue a little bit and adjust it to this situation. And so we work very well together. I think having lived here in El Paso, he's starting to understand the culture more. So he's from Chicago and I'm from here, but we definitely complement each other's skills. You know, something that Ronnie says is that he doesn't really have a lot of patience for the actual writing of the story and figuring out all the beats. And, you know, his thing is just the drawings. He wants to create the art. But I love his imagination because he takes my stories and just puts it in a whole different, beautiful perspective that I didn't even imagine.
Before, you were talking about in relation to Alzheimer's, you grow up here and you're the translator for your parents in the healthcare setting and in the hospital. So I think that experience alone is so unique to what you bring to this series that you're working on for Alzheimer's, because I know as a first generation American, we do sometimes. I mean, my parents are off on their own now. They figured it out. But like a lot of the times when things get crazy or more complicated, you still kind of serve that role, right?
Yes. You know, my dad was a Marine, retired veteran. I'm convinced that he definitely suffered from PTSD and some other illnesses that, you know, at the time, people weren't really talking about PTSD the way mm-hmm. they are today. Kind of growing up, but it's like I was always at the VA, you know, it's like we were always at the VA waiting. So I got to know the doctors. And so many times I wish, like, how can we help my dad? You know what I mean? I always felt like he was suffering, but none of us had the tools to be able to get him to express it, what he was going through.
Right.
And then as a family, how do we deal with it? How do we communicate? And so I guess in a way, personally, being able to do this project now is helping me to think about what would I have wanted for my family and how can I provide that today as a writer.
You're definitely doing that with these workshops. For anybody that wants to get involved and that wants to participate, first and foremost, they're completely free. you don't have to be a caretaker of somebody with Alzheimer's, or you don't have to have Alzheimer's. It's a community-wide project. But how do people find you, and how do they become a part of these workshops?
Yes, so they can sign up online, and there's a shortened web link that they can log on to. It's B as in boy, I T as in Tom, /ESSEWTX0521.
We'll just make it easy. Send me the link. I'll put it on the website, and then people can click through. The other way to do it is look up the Alzheimer's Association, the West Texas chapter. That's important. Send them a message that you want to participate, and then they'll shoot you back with a link. But we'll also continue to share the link that you provide for us, and we'll put that on our ktep.org website as well. Today, my guest has been Elvira Carizal Dukes, comic book writer, professor, working on your PhD. Thank you so much for coming to State of the Arts.
Thanks so much, Marina, and thanks to your listeners. We really appreciate this.